Chapter 12, Engaging the Whole Person. The big elephant in the room that Joe mentioned is a startling statistic that 70% of the workplace is not actively engaged in their work. Think about this for a moment. You've no doubt seen this or maybe even experienced it yourself when you just phone it in. The company that can truly win the hearts and souls of their team really excels. So how do you do this? Hint, the chapter on tribes also works for your team. Providing the vision. Your team wants something bigger that they're all working for together. Creating a compelling and inspiring vision and mission is the key to making sure you get where you want to go and your team is behind you. This is how you know what to say yes to and, more importantly, what to say no to. Quite frankly, when I first got started in business, I thought the ideas of visions and mission statements were pretty much BS, just stuff that looked really good framed next to the bathroom. But I've had two people who've greatly influenced me in this regard. The first person is my friend Cameron Harold, author of Double Double. Cameron was the former COO of 1-800-GOT-JUNK and helped the company grow from $2 million to $105 million in revenue in 6 years with no debt or outside shareholders, an awesome achievement by any standard. One of the secrets to success is having a vivid vision, a document that gives a vivid description of what the company looks like and acts like at a certain time in the future. You can get details on his process at cameronharold.com/vivid-vision. The other mentor in this area for me is Ari Winesway, co-founder of Zingerman's. Ari is loath to cite one secret for their success, and truthfully, there really is never one factor. But getting good at visioning is something they do everywhere in the organization, so there's got to be something to that. As he says, one of the biggest contributors to the level of creativity in our organization is the regularity in which we teach, use, and stick to the visioning process. We start pretty much every planning effort with the draft of a positive vision of the future. And we do it at every level of the organization, whether we're working on visions for a business 5 years out, a project that will be done in 5 months, or a dinner special that's going to be on the menu at 5 o'clock tonight. We're pretty consistently beginning with the end in mind. I actually have two great interviews with Ari. One is how to develop your ideal vision for your great business and perfect future at surefiremarketing.com/Zingermans. And I did another one with him on unconventional methods for effective self-management and conscious creativity. And that's maverickmba.com/Ari-Weinzweig, WEINZWEIG. In fact, it's been proven that when people use visioning instead of simply problem solving, energy levels increase, innovative ideas flow, and people are excited and eager about their future. What's more, visioning also gets you clear on what you do not want to do in your business, so you can easily turn away seemingly golden opportunities that come your way. This is why Ari and his partner always said no to creating franchises or other locations outside Ann Arbor. We show our vision to everyone, current and prospective team members, partners, vendors, customers, members. While not everything that's happened in our vision yet, more times than not it has, and it starts showing up as real. I'm often tempted to tinker with it a little bit or even update it, but I leave it as is because it's more of a guidepost for everyone than anything else. If you'd like to see an example of ours, go to maverick1000.com/vision. The heart of your team. I believe we need to have our team show up as their best self and provide them a platform for optimizing their own unique expression. In many ways, this mirrors the section on involving you. One of the best books I've devoured recently on this topic and the evolution of work is Reinventing Organizations by Frederick Laloux. He has coined the term teal companies as evolutionary businesses. One of the key characteristics is that they provide space for individuals to do their own inner work while doing the outer work of the company. To that end, one of the benefits we introduce is a Maverick mindfulness allocation to our team. This is a discretionary $1,000 they can use any way they want throughout the year if it provides more mindfulness, unique experiences, or development. It could be yoga classes, massages, even taking the day off, take your kids to a water park. It's not a large amount, but it's enough to make a difference, and the team members report back what they did and how they felt. As a team, we've also done these 33-day experiments. So for 33 days, we all decide on something we want to improve on, get better at, and then track our progress using a team Trello board. One of the experiments was 33 days of random acts of kindness, and I was really touched and impressed by what many of our Team Green members did. The last one was writing in a 5-minute journal each day to focus on gratitude. As a leader working on actively engaging your culture, you need to decide what really is important, because you might read this book and have a ton of different ideas, but we know that doesn't work. The team will simply wait it out, like the last time the boss had a brilliant change of plans after attending a seminar or workshop. You need to decide if culture is a priority or not. Consider how you're going to integrate your culture into the rhythms and routines of your business. Make space on the calendar. Joe McClinsky and his team at EntreQuest decided that learning and growing were key focuses for their team, so they did something drastic. They literally took the last half of Fridays off every single week. They figured not much really happens on Friday afternoon anyway in most cases, and instead of wasting it, they're going to make their team better. Each Friday would either be a team learning day, a bonding activity experience, or a giving day where the team volunteered in some way. You better believe this made them smarter and stronger. Joe's secret is you need to create the space on your calendar for growth if you're going to do it. One of the small things that really made a difference for us during team meetings is something so simple yet so incredibly powerful. I picked this up from John Mackey, co-CEO of Whole Foods. He talks about how at the end of each meeting, they would go around the room and each person would share one or more appreciations for somebody else there. This has been huge. There's a massive energy shift when individuals acknowledge someone else for a key task or just for what they're doing. Appreciation is so powerful in so many ways with all your key relationships for work and personally. And this works for everybody. My wife, Missy, and I, we play a game at the dinner table sometimes with the kids where all of us go around the table and say one specific thing we appreciate about everybody. It's really awesome to see your kids' heads pop up like little flowers as their brother or sister actually says something nice about them. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't do this too. I truly, truly appreciate you for investing, reading, and applying this material. Most people are only too willing to stay with the status quo, but it's the impactful 21st century entrepreneurs like you who are willing to look at where you can make a meaningful difference through your business. So thank you.